AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 578 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Glenn, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Which is awesome. So if you're a freelancer or a small business owner, you know I feel for you, especially now because it's tax season. And there's a good chance that many of you are trying to dig your way out from underneath a pile of receipts and spreadsheets. So do yourself a huge favor and stop digging before you completely disappear under that abyss of paperwork. Go and check out FreshBooks Cloud Accounting software. Not only is it going to save you a lot of time and stress, but it might actually change the way you feel about dealing with your taxes because it makes it really easy to generate all the reports that you need to generate in seconds instead of just hours like it would normally take you to do. So if you want to check it out, head on over to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's FreshBooks.com/AskPat. Enter Ask Pat. 30 days for free. Check it out. All right, here's today's question from Glenn.
Hi, Pat. My name is Glenn Carter from thecasualcapitalist.com, and I wanted to get your thoughts on repurposing content. There's a lot of platforms out there like Medium, Quora, LinkedIn, etc., where you can essentially repost blog content that you've already posted on your blog. I've heard some people say that you should do this, and others say that you shouldn't repost the same blog elsewhere. What are your thoughts on this? Should bloggers also post their content on other sites, and if so, can it be word for word or should it be reworked? Obviously, if you're guest blogging, you should rework your content, but I'm specifically interested in other content platforms like Medium and Quora. Thanks for everything you do and keep up the good work.
Hey, Glenn, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. So repurposing content, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. In terms of actually taking the actual blog content that you publish on your own website and then posting it word for word on different sites like Medium and Quora and LinkedIn and whatnot, I actually would recommend against that for the same reasons that you would not do that for a guest post, because there are people there on the other end, and if you want them to come back to your website and they see the exact same article there, they might feel like, well, it's just the same content, so I'm going to continue to consume content in the same way. No need for me to subscribe, you know, all that stuff. So it's just best practice to not do that. You can reword it or take chunks of it. I mean, that's even a good idea. If you have a huge post and you just want to take a part of it, that's fine, I think. But if you were to share word for word, I personally feel like it would hurt you more than it would help you. But that said, there are ways that you can take the content that you did on your blog, or if you started it on other platforms and you want to bring it back to your blog, there's ways to do it without using it in the same manner, but still using it word for word. And what I mean by that is you could repurpose it in the type of content that it is. So if it starts out as text, you could turn that into an audio that you can then share on a podcast on your website and on iTunes, and you could repurpose it that way. You could repurpose it by putting it on Stitcher too, taking parts of that and using that in Anchor on the new social media platform Anchor, which is audio only. You can also then create a video with slides on top of it if you wanted to. Again, using the same script, if you will, but adding visual elements to that. You can embed that in your blog too. It might be a way for people to consume content in a way that they prefer. And also you'd be able to hit up all your subscribers on those platforms too. You could take particular quotes or passages and repurpose that into social media and different status updates on Facebook or different messages on Instagram or Twitter. So there's a lot of ways that you could go about reusing the same content, but I just wouldn't straight up copy paste the text and just place it elsewhere. That's just not best practice, I feel. And also there's the whole duplicate content thing, which is a very complicated manner. And it just, even though I don't know the exact rules, and this is in relation to SEO, and that is if there's two of the exact same pieces of content, one of them could be more hurt than the others because of that, because one of them is the original, one of them is a copy. Anyway, I wouldn't even worry about that because I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't copy word for word in that way. So hopefully that helps you, Glenn, and everybody else out there make sense of this whole repurpose thing. And I think the best thing you could do is repurpose from one medium to another. The easiest way to do that would likely be to record a video and a video interview or a video Just you talking, and whether that's you and the face, your face on camera, or you and certain slides that you have. So you're doing some sort of screen flow recording or Camtasia Studios recording. You know, you're recording your screen while you're doing that, and just simply going through slides. You can also take those slides and put them into slideshare.net, which is another thing that you could do. Then you can rip out that audio and put that into a podcast. You can then transcribe that, and that could become a blog post, and then all those other social media parts too. So Glenn, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to hook you up with an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also want to thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode. Again, if you want to get a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks, just head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure to use Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And also, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat. There's a record button that you can use right there. And I also want to share with you that if you haven't checked it out already, just yesterday, the brand new design for Smart Passive Income came out. And I'm so excited to share it with you. It's definitely different, and it definitely will help you way more than the other website did. That was the primary goal. The goal was to help you find information in the sea of posts that have been published over the last 8 years that are relevant to you. And you're going to notice some big changes. So I won't talk about them here. I'd love to have you visit and check them out for yourself. Just head on over to smartpassiveincome.com and you'll see you right there. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Until then, here's a quote from Alice Walker. She said, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat.